Hi, and welcome to the PodMag. I'm Karen Foley.
And I'm Dave Middleton.
And this week we have a This Student Life special.
That is really exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it is very exciting. I love This Student Life, which is our audio drama, for those of you who don't know about it. And we have surprisingly launched series two. So we're on episode five now, aren't we, Dave?
We are, and it's all going along swimmingly, and we've got our new characters who are involved, Sophie and Nisha and Jack, of course.
Yes, exactly.
Who plays opposite that very debonair. I'm getting some interference.
Are you? What of? Well, we are in a basement.
That is true.
It could be the server.
Oh, it was. I think it was. Is it another one of them outrages?
No. And can I just say, on that basis, I really liked recording This Student Life in a professional studio with proper editors and people. And I had thought that you would have sorted this out by now.
And now I'm going to play a jingle and we're going to have some news.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Hold on a minute, I've got to find my jingle player.
Okay. Yeah, see, if we had lights in here, it'd be easy, wouldn't it?
Sorry. It's okay with a candle. Okay, so now we have got some news.
The news this week. Let's tell everyone when the next Student Connections conference is on.
Oh, this is so exciting. And when is it exactly?
It's the 24th of March.
Just one day?
Nope. It's going to be a bonanza of days. It is a three-day event. We had some complaints from people who couldn't go out of the house for 5 days. So we've decided to sort of tone it down to three full-on action-packed days. So the 24th to the 26th of March, 2014.
Oh.
15. Yes. So the other bit of news is that we're starting the Activate sessions, which are on OU Live. All you do is rock up with your ideas, and we work in groups to generate ideas for presentations for the conference. And they're starting on Monday night, the 10th of November, from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. And so, you'll see the link on the Student Connections website.
And that's actually 2 weeks from now, and we'll also put the link underneath this podcast if you're actually listening to this from the podcast site, although you can of course get what we're doing from a variety of platforms, in
yes.
fact. I think we're all over the place now.
Yeah, so if you'd like to make any complaints or meet Dave and I, then it's a great chance to come along and do that in person.
What's our email address, Karen?
It'd be helpful if I could see down here. Our email address is podmag@open.ac.uk. So email us and Dave will reply.
Brilliant. Okay, now then, as you mentioned, there's been an awful lot of other stuff going on. We've got another piece of news. Well, it's not news, really. I have to go and see the Dean.
Again?
Would you believe? Yes.
No. Funny that.
Right in the middle of this, I just got an email came in saying, can you see me urgently?
Mm. Well, you better go then.
I mean, I'm sure it'll be something to do with, you know, giving me a promotion or...
Yeah, I'm sure it will. Anyway, I'm going to text Rachel. I'll send her a tweet and see if she can come down here.
Oh, you've got Rachel coming down here, have you?
Yeah.
Rachel
embarrassing,
McLeod.
Isn't it? Yes.
What do you mean it's embarrassing? There's nothing embarrassing about Rachel. Don't say that.
She thinks that I'm very glamorous and she's going to see exactly how we record this dodgy programme.
Right, okay.
While you're up at seeing the Dean, could you tell him about this venue problem, please?
Well, nobody knows we're in here, so I've got to be a bit careful. Mm. And after the fire last week, could be a bit of trouble. Anyway, I'll be back in about 5 minutes. And just to remind everyone how exciting, that exciting news. Tuesday, March 24th, right the way through to Thursday, the 26th of March, Student Connections Conference is up and running. And I am really hoping that a lot of people will come along to the Activate sessions, which aren't just about group work, as Karen might have implied. They're actually about you coming along and finding out a little bit about the sorts of things you can do to get involved. And that doesn't mean necessarily doing a presentation, does it, Karen?
No, because we're going to be running lots of other exciting sessions. So this year, we're looking, subject to demand, at programmes such as blogging and poster design and various sorts of other formats that would be commonly associated with conference-type activities. So come along and let us know if you're interested in those things, and we'll be then running workshops as well during those Activate times on some specific skills, so a chance to learn something new.
Oh, and I can hear some footsteps coming down the steps there. So
you better go. You don't want to be late for the Dean.
No, it's either again. Rachel or security, so I'll go anyway. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll be back shortly.
Good luck. Oh, hi, Rachel. Come in.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm all right, bearing in mind all of this.
Oh, what's happened?
Well, this. It's not really very acceptable, is it?
No, is this for the PodMag? This room?
This is our office.
Oh, no expense spared then.
No, I know. I'm hoping that Dave's going to talk to the Dean about getting us a new place.
Yeah, I think it's needed. There's no shoe space.
No, none at all. And don't touch that there. That's apparently the server. We've got to be quite careful, otherwise it goes on stop or something.
And there's all these sticky parts all over the desk. It's not been cleaned in ages.
No, I know. Mind you, we don't want to get Eugenie down here again. Anyway, so how's your week been?
It's been very well, thank you.
Good. We've been doing all our evaluation lately of the various conferences and things, and I must say you've had very good feedback.
Is that about me and Harley Jack? Because you two don't seem to have good feedback, do you?
Well, no. But I think it's all about bearing in mind the overall impression, isn't it? So, you know, that's the good thing about being a team, really, isn't it? And, of course, Harley Jack will be listening. Hello, Harley Jack and your mum. And hopefully he'll be telling other people about the PodMag and about getting involved. And you were talking to some other people recently. So we're going to go to some interviews that you did, which was when we were recording The Student Life recently. And you were talking to a lot of the characters backstage. So let's now go and see what Rachel had to hear from all of the actors involved.
I'm Rachel McLeod, and I'm here with Claire Maxwell and Diana Morgan with a behind the scenes interview about recording series 2 of This Student Life. So Diana, why do you think this series is important for students?
Well, I think the drama itself conveys a lot of information to students, and it probably covers many of the questions that students would perhaps like to ask and either don't like to or don't get round to or don't think of at the time when they could get the answer. And this drama gives students information that's really useful.
So do you also think that the series allows students to explore issues that they have in their own lives that they may not be able to make sense of, their own personal issues when they relate to their studies?
Certainly, yes, I do. I think that's true. The character, for instance, that I'm playing, Donna, she goes through a period really of depression, and the drama explores that, but. You know, it is possible that students who are depressed will see how this particular student in this drama struggles with depression, and how in fact the OU is quite supportive in that, despite the fact that she takes a break through the depression, they're allowing her to pick up later on and carry on from where she left off.
So Claire, do you have anything to say about your character and her importance for making students understand?
I think there's a really good range of characters within the series, and I think my role, Katie, she's a single mum who struggles with money and wants to remain focused on her studies, but as with most students, life can get in the way of that. And as Diana was just saying, you know, these characters have things that they need to overcome or things that they need to work through. And Katie needs to work through her money issues, she needs to work through childcare issues, and there'll be a lot of students out there that are dealing with similar situations, I would imagine. And again, the OU supports that and is flexible enough for her to be able to continue her studies through that.
Okay, fantastic. So I'm getting a sense here that this series is again making students be able to make sense of their studies and make sense of their own personal lives, and especially things that may come up throughout their modules that they can relate to.
I think the point that Claire touched on is important in that the OU is flexible, and I think that is a very important aspect of working with the OU for many people who have chosen to take an OU degree course.
I think another thing that's really comes across in the series is how students can support each other through the OU, through different ways, through different things that are set up through their studies, and how they can be there for each other, how they can identify.
Yeah, I think you're right, Claire, actually. It's sort of almost recognising a need in another student and being able to support that need. I'm again referring to my own character, and in fact Claire's character here, Katie, in that Donna is an older student, but she's very dependent on this young friend she's found in Katie, who really helps her through her depression in many ways and is very supportive. And it's interesting to see, and I think this is an important aspect of the work of the Open University, in that you've got a very young student or a group of young students, and they're able to relate to older students as well. And I think that's a very valuable aspect of the work.
And they maybe are relating to people that they wouldn't otherwise have socialised with. So they've got the common ground of the studies, whichever modules they're doing or whatever it is that brings them together. And they identify on a very human level, and then friendships form, and that comes through really clearly, I think, in the series.
Okay, thanks, Claire and Diana. That's fantastic. And one final point for both of you, Claire and Diana, is I just wanted to know how you found the experience of recording this series, and has it been fun taking part? So I'll start with you, Diana.
Absolutely. It really has been fun. There's always a certain amount of tension when you start a new project, but gradually throughout the experience you meet new people and form new relationships. It's very much in the spirit of the OU itself. It's been tremendous fun.
Claire?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed every second of it. It's great to meet a new group of people that are all focused on the project with a really good attitude, to kind of good balance of enjoyment and fun and getting the job done. And I think that's how it's been this week.
Thanks for coming in, Rachel, especially to this awful place. I suppose you've got to get home now.
Yeah, a bit of a long journey, but I don't think I'm ever going to find you again, not in this place.
No, don't worry, we'll be moving. I'll text you anyway. I'll tweet you. When Dave's managed to sort out the location. Yeah, well, thanks. Just watch your head on the stairs and on that boiler.
I will do, but before I go, there's one thing I've got to say.
What?
You see this £50 note here?
Yeah. Oh.
This is from Dave. I'm supposed to say how amazing he is to work with and how fabulous he is, and that he's the star of the show. So it's worth £50.
Oh, it is. No, he does that to me all the time. I just go and buy more shoes. Lovely. All right. Well, I'm sure he'll be back soon. So I'll see you soon, Rachel, anyway.
Lovely.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Karen.
What a dive this is. I can't believe it. It's so embarrassing having to invite people down here. I really hope Dave's managed to sort something out with the dean.
Hi, Ellen, Karen.
Oh, so,
I'm back.
Hi, Dave. How did that go?
No, actually, you are not going to believe the news I've got. Let's play the news jingle again, because this is really, really big and important
go
news.
Go on, then.
Well, the big news is I've gone to see the dean. And for the first time in the 222 meetings that I've had with him this year, which he actually did point out it was 222, the next one would be the 223rd, he did say, this time, for the first time, there has been no complaint against me.
That's good.
Nobody is saying I've done anything wrong.
Since Friday?
Yeah.
That's good.
No, that is very
good. It hasn't
good.
Even been a bank holiday.
No, I know. I'm really pleased about that.
Okay. Yeah.
But he did say we've really got to go out of our way now to build the biggest and best conference we can. Just remind me of the dates again.
It's the 24th to the 26th of March, 2015.
And if students are listening and they already want to get involved, how are they going to get involved?
Okay, so what they can do is they can either email us, podmag@open.ac.uk. You can come along to an Activate session to find out more about getting involved, and those are commonly on Monday nights starting from the 10th of November from 8 till 9 on OU Live.
But next week we've got two special guests. We're going to have John Quill Lowe, our friend John Quill.
Ah, yes.
We're going to talk to about her upcoming Friday Thinker. Don't forget, every Friday on the Facebook page, the Friday Thinker on the faculty page.
Yeah.
And we're also going to talk to Umut Errol, who's going to come and talk to us about migrant mothers and the work she's been doing on that, which absolutely fascinating project.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Excellent. Well, I shall look forward to listening to next week's episode.
Brilliant. We'll see everyone next week. Have a great week. Keep studying and do keep in touch with us.
Speak soon. Bye.
Bye.
The Podman!